USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Republican senators drafted a bill to restrict vaccine passport requirements by federal agencies. The proposed legislation, titled the Prevent Unconstitutional Vaccine Mandates for Interstate Commerce Act, is backed by Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Mike Lee of Utah, among others. The bill, if passed, would ban proof of vaccine requirements for commerce and travel. GOP senators argued vaccine passports would undermine economic growth and infringe on constitutional rights. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin on Wednesday.
Who've already had COVID, who have natural immunity, who are looking at, for example, the VAERS reports, are looking at some of the data and science saying that natural immunity is 13 to 27 times more effective than the vaccine.
The CDC Wednesday urged pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine. They say the benefits outweigh the risks. USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to your doctor.
French ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy was convicted and sentenced to a year of house arrest Thursday for illegal campaign financing of his unsuccessful 2012 re-election bid. Sarkozy, France's president from 2007 to 2012. A family member of President Reagan is speaking out about the release of his father's attempted assassinator. Brad Bernards explains.
Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, told Newsmax he understands the sentiment of many who oppose a judge's recent order to give unconditional release to the man who tried to kill the 40th president.
My father would be supporting exactly what's going on right now and not be worried, because we need to understand. The Secret Service is going to know where John Hinckley is for the rest of his entire life, so I'm not better than my dad. I want to be more like my dad and have a loving heart and live the Lord's Prayer instead of just repeat it.
John Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity for the 1981 attempt on Reagan's life.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Republican congressman from Florida is speaking out against the vaccine mandate being forced on Americans, some say is unconstitutional. Representative Michael Waltz on Fox News.
This administration is not supporting those brave men and women who are waking up every day to keep our communities and keep our borders safe. They're putting the burden on them rather than on their policies to disincentivize these thousands of migrants, many of which have COVID.
The wife of a Del Rio, Texas Border Patrol officer talks about the vaccine mandate and the threat of defunding those that don't obey.
Ever since the mandate was starting to get talked about, I was just furious because I felt the same way. I was like, you know, how can they allow all these people to come in testing positive and nobody even thinks twice about it? But our husbands and our wives and, you know, these people that are putting their lives on the line every day to protect us, they're the ones that are getting punished, you know, and the Border Patrol is already undermanned. They're overwhelmed, as we could see, you know, the last week when here in Del Rio. We don't have the resources already, and in a couple months there's going to be a lot of men and women that just, they're not going to stay. I mean, they're already deciding that they're not going to stay.
On September 18th, NASA's Integrity helicopter was supposed to take to the Martian sky for the 14th time. It failed a pre-flight test and didn't take off. The reason, they say, decreasing atmospheric density caused by seasonal changes on Mars means the helicopter will need more rotor speed to gain flight. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.